Okay, we're on Pei Dalet Omen Aleph, yeah? Okay, yeah. I'm going to thank Rav Aaron for... just let him take over. I'll come over to the shiur and sit over there. Okay, but in any case, I figured where you probably would be, and I learned every day, having all of you in mind, but probably a different time of day than you were learning. Okay. Okay. Basically, the Gemara is discussing when a woman makes a neder, and she includes the hamonam, right, the brios. Does she include her husband or not? Is her husband a bria or is not a bria? Okay. Eisvi Ravalev Nachman. Ubal la bichla briosu. The Gemara said, Rav Nachman said that the husband is not included in brios. He's an entity to himself. And when she makes a neder that includes all the brios, she doesn't include her husband. So more Rava asks, is that true? Vosnan, netula ni min hayehudim. If she says, I will not have any relations with any Jew, so the halacha is like this. Yofer chelko, so he can be made for his chelik, and she does in such a way that she could make such a neder. Because we said, a woman can't make a neder to asa herself to her husband, because she's meshubit to him for tashmish. So she made the nether that hanoas tashmishcha olai. I can't have hanoah from your tashmish. And we don't make a person do something osir to them. So therefore, she remains osir. But it's for sure, dvarim shebeino leveino. So he can be made for his chelik. Okay? Utehe misham shah. So and she can live with him. Utehe netulim and ayudim. And what's it called? And, she gets divorced or whatever, and she could live with other people, she's also to them now because of this nether. Okay. So Mara says, the Iyamras Baal Labi, if you hold the Baal, is not part of Brios. So she never assert herself to her husband per se, right? Nidra Inu Nefeshem, the Yofer Lola Olam, right? Lamaisa, okay, we'll see what's that. Let's see how Rashi learns this, because they're very difficult Gemara's, a few different gear souls here. Let's see Rashi first. Eishli Lorv of Nachman, the Omer Baal Labech La Briyasu, who Tehei Netula Min HaYehudim, which is garish, when she'll get divorced, or he'll die, Asur Li Nosei, she won't be able to marry anybody else. The Hachi Ka Omro, Netula Ani Min HaYehudim, Shelo Ehenim Mi Tashmisho, right? The Hainu Dumya, the Hanos Tashmisho Alai. Okay, the Rav, the Omer Koki, I Gavna, Chayil Nidra, Vahashta Mahadir Lesuya Tiyufta, the Rav Nachman. Now the Mara is going to bring a question on Rav Nachman from this Mishnah. I Amris Bishloma Baal Bichlau Briyosu. If you hold that when she assered the what's it called herself, she included the Baal, Ahochi Yofer Chelko. That's why he's made for his Chelek, because she's assered to him, so he's made for his Chelek. The Chiyomra Tula Niman Yehudim, Havi Baal Bichlau. That the husband was included. The itzer lay mitashmish, right? V'havali dvarim shebeinolda veinah. There's nothing greater beinolda veinah than this, and therefore he can be made for what's nogeya to him. V'ahochi yofer kozman shehi b'rishusa, right? She can be made for as long as she is in her b'rishus. And we don't say over here, neder shebatla miktsasa batla kula, because that only is by hatoris chacham, but not by haforis baal. By the baal, we don't say that if he's made for a part, that the whole thing becomes bottle. Okay, that klal is only by Hatoris Nadori. Ulochi nafka minei chayla nidra kishar dvarim shebeino leveinah. And when she'll not be usher to other people, he'll die or he'll divorce her. Now the nether is chal and all those other people, she can't get married to them. She can't have relations with them. Right? Haynu ditanu tehenu tulim and ayudim lechishatesim rishoso shel zeh. She'enu yecholi nasi lacherim. And that's why when he will divorce her, the nether is takachal on everybody else. And what he was made for is only dvarim beinolda veinah, and that's only for what's it called, can't be made for the whole nether. Okay. Eli amrish the baal lav havi bechla brios. If you hold that the baal is not included in the nether, he's not bechla brios. The tiv showed, the chi amra netula nimena yehudim lo havi baal bechla. When she said Netula min HaYehudim, she meant all other Jews except her husband. She never included her husband. Mishum damrina nidre inu nefeshu hoel l'chishitiskarish o tisalmein lo sucha linasi l'choladam. So therefore, what remains now is nidre inu nefesh. because when she'll get divorced, she won't be able to live with anybody. And even though right now it's not really nogeya, because she anyway can't live with anybody else but her husband, but lamaisa, she made a nether that could eventually be inui nefesh. Right? Ahochi kori le mehashta inui. Afal gav, the hashta kozman she tachtov enu inui nefesh dido. Even though right now, as long as she's married to the husband, she anyway couldn't live with anybody else, and she can live with her husband, so there's no inui nefesh now, but the nether is a potential inui nefesh. When she'll get divorced, she won't be able to live with anybody. So it's a nether of inui nefesh, not a nether they know that they know. Right? The whole of the inui nefesh inun amay yofer chelko. Right? Why should he be made for his chelek kishutetze mitachtov chol ha-nether? The yofer lava olam kishar nidri nefesh. When she'll get divorced, she'll be ushered to everybody, including him. Right? So why should he be made for his chelek? That for after they get divorced, it'll, what's it called? His chelek will still be mutter. He lechor should be made for everything. Because the whole nether over here is only a potential what's going to be later. And that's considered inu nefesh now. And inu nefesh, he can be made for even for later. Even what's nogeya to other people. Only dvorim shebeinola veinoa is only nogeya to what's nogeya between him and her, and not for later. Elishmamino debal bichlal briyosu. Right? From here you can see the baal is included. And therefore, it was immediately now dvorim shebeinola veinoa. And that's what he's made for. But he's not made for anything for the future. Gemara now is going according to the idea that Tashmish is inui nefesh. Not like we had before, Machlokas, that according to one Bandi Omer, according to Rav Nachman, Tashmish is not inui nefesh, it's just Dvorim Shebeino Levino. Gemara says no, it's no raya. Now, here it's clear that she wanted to include the Baal. Because a woman's not going to make a nether for something that's anyway also to her, right now, and thinking only about the future. So when she said, Netula mina Yehudim, she meant for sure to include the one she's mutter to now. Not just the one she'll be mutter to later after she'll be divorced. Because there's no tachlis for that right now. So therefore it's clear that she included the husband. Under normal circumstances, the husband's not included. Rashi. Shani hocha, the mucha milso dalatera kosra nafsha, klomar, abau kosra nafsha. When she said netula min ayudim, she included the husband. Why? Mishum deli didei he de mishtaria, because she's only mutter to him now. Aval ishara amalo itzrich lemeder, the loka mishtari bahach yeshus ishi. Right, the mice over here, she doesn't have to include everybody else because she's also to them anyway. So she's not thinking ahead of when she'll be divorced. Her nether is chal on what applies now. What applies now is only to the husband. Okay, let's go on. Yechola lehenos beleket shichupeya. If she made a nether that's not going to have hanoah from anybody, she could still, it's not called inu nefesh, because she could still be nehenami leket shichupeya, which nobody gives her, but she just takes it on her own. Leket shichupeya says tazov. It's not a din of nesina that somebody's giving it to her. And that's what we'll see later on. Then tomorrow, the Gemara's have a machlokas of tovas hanoa. If I have the right, I have to give a kohen truma, but I have the right to pick which kohen. So lemaisa, the fact that I have the right to pick is considered a monetary benefit. So if that's the case, if I decided to give it to a kohen who said he's usher to have hanoa from me, then he can't take it. Because even though it's not my truma, but it's my right to make the decision who to give it to. And that already is considered getting it from me. But by leket shichun peya, it's not a din that you have to give the aniyim leket shichun peya. You have to leave it for the aniyim. They come and take it on their own. So I'm not involved at all. The balabayas is not involved. So therefore, even though she said I can't have hanoah from any Jews, she's not getting hanoah from the balabayas. The Rabban Shem is giving her this stuff. And the balabayas isn't involved at all, because he just leaves it there and they come and take it. So leket shichun peya. The lok tani v'maiser ani, but doesn't say that maiser ani she also can take, right? V'hatanya b'braisa uva maiser ani. Not only leket shichun peya, but maiser ani also. right? L'chora, nicer ani, therefore, has to be that in some way that you don't have to give it, she can come and take it. Right? And that's not true. L'chora, nicer ani is like any other nicer, that the person who takes off the matanas can decide who to give it to. So why, the Mishnah says that she can't take Maiser Ani. And the Braisa says she can. So what does it depend on? Rav Yosef Lokasha. Horeb Elezer, Horabonan. Right? The one that says that she can take, the Mishnah that says that she can take is Rav Elezer, and the other one is Rabbanan. Disnan. Rav Elezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzorich Likro Shema Maiser Ani Shel Demai. V'chachomim Omrim, Kore Shein Vein Tzorich Lahafrish. Okay, so we'll explain this today and then go see how it applies to our case tomorrow. But let's see how it applies over here. V'atanya B'Braisa Rashi. V'hach Pirkin D'Maiser Ani Motzi L'Snuyim. And the Braisa later on in this parak, it does say that Maiserani she also can take, even though she never not to have handoff from anybody. Maiserani isn't included, just like Leket Shikh and Pei is not. So the Mor says, what's the machlokis? Rav Elezer Omer Halokeach Peiros Miam Horitz. Okay, normally Maiserani you have to be mafrish and give it to an ani, if in vaday tevel. How about demai? Right, demai is we're not sure if the Amoritz took off Maiser Ani or not. Okay, so what do you do? So Belezer says like this: if you buy Peres and Amoritz b'shon Ashlishis in the third year when there's Maiser Ani, ubalo lahafrish Maiser Ani, eino tzarich likros lo avshei Maiser Ani. You don't even have to call it Maiser Ani. You don't have to separate it at all. The Maiser Rishon lekel meichash. Why? Because Maiser Rishon you don't have to worry about. Delese Levi Raya Delo Yahave Am Haaretz Delese Vle. Right, Maiser Rishon you don't have to give to the Levi because the Suffolk, and you can say to the Levi maybe the Am Haaretz took off already, so I'm not Mechayev take off Maiser Rishon. So therefore, what's it called? The Levi can't take it because prove that the Am Haaretz didn't take it off. I'll give it to you. Malchi Mechaver of Arai. Okay. V'letruma lekel meichash d'lo nechshedu ameharis la truma. You don't have to mafresh truma either, because they never made a gzera of demai on truma, only on maishras. Right? What we have today that we take off trumas and maishras misafik, that's a different story. We take off truma too, but then rov ameharis, right, or everybody took off truma because they were afraid truma is yichayiv misa, so they took off truma. So ameharis was sure took off truma. Right, the ispe of a misa, u'maiser sheni leka b'shon ashlishis. There's no maiser sheni over here, so you don't have to mafresh that and be polde it or whatever, right, and bring it to Yerushalayim misafik, because there is no maiser sheni in the third year. Ava b'trumas maiser mechayev, but he does have to take off trumas maiser, because trumas maiser is also to eat except by a kohen, right. And the fact that you chayav misa for eating trumas meiser, we only learn from a hekesh, and the amarasim didn't hold from that hekesh. The truma gedola v'hoyav loksiba b'feirish misa mishum hachilotzayis amoritz lekesha v'lo mafresh b'mena trumas meiser. So the amoritz was only nechshad on trumas meiser, because he was, even though it's chayav misa just like truma, but he didn't believe the hekesh. So there, they didn't take off Trumas Meiser. The Al Meiser on the Ein Tzorich Likros Olav Afilu Shem Meiser. So all the other things he has to be Kore Shem, but he doesn't have to give it to the Kohen or the Levi, because, well, he has to be Kore Shem, he has to get it out of the, what's it called, because he can't eat it. The other ones, Meiser Rishon, he could eat. The only thing is a Chiyuv Mammon to give it to the Levi. I'm not going to give it to you, maybe the Amoritz already gave. So as mominus, I don't have to give it to the Levi, I can eat it myself. Maiser Sheni, I'll have to be polde and bring the money up to Yerushalayim. Maiser Rishon, what's it called? Like, again, I can eat it myself. I'm just mafresh it, I can eat it myself. Maiser Ani, I don't even have to be mafresh it. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. Okay? You don't have to be mafresh it bichlal. Chachomim omrim, Chachomim, oh no, you have to be Kore Shein, you have to be mafresh the Maiser on. You don't have to actually take it out. There's Kore Shem. So now it's separated from the Tevel. It's not Tevel anymore. and you don't have to give it to an ani because let the ani prove that it's his. Maybe the amaretz took off already, maaser ani. The chachamim are mekori shein vein tzarik lahafrish. Elano sein ani v'tzadzev omri mikana ninoto v'ochlo hu biatzmo. The amotzi mechaver of orai. He doesn't have to give it to the ani because amotzi mechaver orai. The amar Yisrael ani icy raya delo ifrishu amaretz aviv nolach. The Achi Amrin Perik Basa the Sota, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Ani, Hamotzim Mechaver of Haray. Okay, so that is the Machlokas, Rebbe Elazar and the Chachamim. By Dmai, right, do you have to be Mafrish Maaser Ani? In other words, Koreshein, right? But you just don't have to give it to the Ani. That's what the Chachamim hold. And Rebbe Elazar holds no. By Maaser Ani, you don't even have to be Mafrish it. Just leave it part of the Tevel. We'll see tomorrow why. Right, because normally the halacha is that, for instance, let's say Maaser Rishon. If you weren't mafreshit, so the tvua remains tevel, and if you eat it, you chayiv misa, it's tevel. So you have to be mafreshit. Now the part that's separated from is mutter to eat. The Maaser Rishon really has to go to the Levi, but on that, right, now is only a din mamon. I have to give it to the Levi. I could eat it too. But until I eat it, I'm stealing from the Levi. But here it's a suffix. Maybe it doesn't have to go to the Levi because maybe the Amoritz took off my Sarishon. So I'm also, for the moment it's din, I don't have to give it to the Levi. But I have to be mafreshit in order to take the Tvua out of being Tevel. Because if I didn't take off all the Maisris, right, at least my Sarishon and my Sasheni, what's left mixed, is what's it called? It's not just the my Sarishon is mixed in. It's Tevel. Right? Until you mafresh the Matanos, the thing remains tevel, and that's also to eat b'chiyuv misa. But Maaser Ani, Rebbe Elazar holds no. For whatever reason, which we'll see tomorrow, Maaser Ani by Dmai, you don't have to even be mafresh. You don't have to be mafresh it, and you can just eat the whole thing, and it doesn't remain tevel. Right? It's not tevel. It's the Maaser Ani doesn't, not taking off Maaser Ani by Dmai does not leave the rest of the thing tevel. What does it leave it? Maaser Ani mixed in with the tvua, and I can eat it because I'm also chavareya. That's only a din mamon, right? Why it doesn't become tevel? L'chor of the rabbanon, right? Anytime you don't take off trumas and maaseris, what remains is tevel, right? Until you'll take it off, and tevel is a chiyuv misa. So here it's a suffix chiyuv misa because of demai. So we'll see. Rebbe Elazar has a reason why by demai there's no chiyuv even to take off the Maaser Ani, and not taking it off doesn't leave the rest of it tevel.